Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Midday Magazine for this August 22nd, 2023. At 3:30, we're going to welcome in Sue Sipple from the Family Center. Looking forward to talking with Sue. Right now, looking forward to talking with our good friend Lacey Ayling, Events and Engagement Director with the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Good afternoon, Lacey.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here. And you brought a friend. We have Laura Bonner here, Laura Bonner Ridgway, with us here. She is from Workforce and the Community Development Director over there. Good afternoon, Laura.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for being here. We all have to take a second to do the whole afternoon thing, don't we? it's really taking some getting used to. It really is. Lacey, let's dive into great things going on with our chamber. Where do you want to start? I always like starting with coffee with the chamber.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's coming up tomorrow. Mm-hmm. It's already, we're almost into September. It's crazy. Yeah,
it is.
So we have tomorrow Coffee with the Chamber at the Chamber of Commerce. You can also do this virtually. It's going to be in the Chamber boardroom from 8:30 to 10. We are going to receive a local economic update from Kyle Kearns, our Director of Community Development.
Kyle's such a good talker. He's joined us on the air many times. Not only is he a good talker, though, but Kyle really, really cares not only about this community, but about making sure people understand what's going on in this community. I'm always appreciative of people like the Neil deGrasse Tysons or Bill Nye or people like that that can discuss or give you really heavy topics that I can't understand, but they can break it down to where mm-hmm. I can understand it.
Absolutely.
Kyle does that really well.
I'm excited. I think it's important for us to all know exactly, you know, what's happening in the community we live in.
And you guys are having this at the chamber, so you get to have mm-hmm. some friends and some people
yes.
over. That's nice.
And coffee.
Yes.
There's going to be coffee that's going to be sponsored by us, but the event will be sponsored by Ho-Chunk Nakusa.
A big shout out to them and thank them for sponsoring it. And you had me at coffee, really,
right.
to be honest with you, Lacey. It's a fun event. So with this being a event, do they need to register today? Can they register at the, you know, maybe an hour even before?
Yes. So you can register at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, and then it's obviously free for chamber members.
Very cool. We got only a couple of these left, Lacey. Only a couple Lunch by the Rivers left. Before we talk about the ones coming up, I do want to rewind just for a second to last week's Thursday. And thank you for all the great work that you did down there. I know we didn't get to hang out as long as we wanted to at the Lunch by the River. Mother Nature had other plans.
Mm-hmm.
And she is the boss. So,
yes.
you know, we kind of have to follow her. But Lacey did such an amazing job down there. And the time we were down there, I saw you bopping around, making sure everybody was doing well. They had what they needed. And as soon as things, you know, started going the other direction, you're working harder than anybody trying to make sure everybody was all right and taking
you.
Care of the vendors and everybody. Nice work down there, because you can't plan for these things.
I know. I felt bad. I think I said I was sorry like
you
10
did,
times
like 10
and
times.
I was like,
yeah,
I'm so
yeah.
sorry. Everyone was like, why are you sorry? You didn't make it rain. But I still felt bad that obviously the singers had to wrap up a little sooner than we intended, but
wait a
they
second.
Were great.
Is that why you were saying you're sorry? Did you make it rain?
No.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
It is supposed to be good luck, but I didn't feel like it was good luck last week.
Well, it looks like we're going to have some pretty nice temperatures and some weather coming up this Thursday for Lunch by the River. Got a good one lined up, too.
Yes, we do. And it's going to be, I would assume, pretty warm. I think
yes.
it's going to be warm
yeah.
this week. So it's going to be 11:30 to 1, obviously, at River Veterans Memorial Park. And then we're going to be sponsored by, obviously, our season sponsor is Enbridge. But then our co-sponsors are Ocean Spray Cranberries and then Prevail Bank this week.
Mm-hmm.
And then entertainment by Two Saints and an Ain't,
mm-hmm.
which I always.
It's one of the best band names ever.
I know.
It's a great one.
It always bothers me whenever I'm typing it up because
yes,
the
yeah,
autocorrect
yeah.
wants to change it.
Really good band, too.
Yes.
Really good band.
Absolutely. I'm excited. And then we have Rocky Rococo, Chatterbox, and then Joe's Street Eats is going to be the food vendors there. So definitely come check it out. Bring some lawn chairs. Coming, obviously, this is one of the last ones of the summer. So
yeah, and enjoy them, everybody, while we can. And certainly, you know, while we attend, the more people that attend these events, the better turnout that we have for these events, the better next year's will be in the year forward and that. So make sure to get on down there and check out this event. Have some fun, support local, buy local, and enjoy Two Saints and an Ain't, because that's a great band right there.
Absolutely. I'm excited.
More good stuff coming up, Lacey. We have another Lunch by the River next week, and that is the
yes.
is that the final one?
It is the last
is.
One of the season.
Mm.
Last one.
Yeah, but going out with a bang. Got a lot of good stuff lined up for this.
We're definitely excited. We have, obviously, our season sponsor, Enbridge, again, and then Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa is going to sponsor this one. And then we have our entertainment from the Southwood County YMCA Turner's Gymnastic Team. So really excited to get to see them. Hopefully we get a lot of kids that come and watch them, too. I know that kids like to watch, you know, obviously people their own age, so that's fun. Keep them out of trouble.
You just never know how much that inspires a kid, and we end up, you know, 20 years later having the next Simone Biles. I mean, who knows? Mm-hmm. Gymnastics are like that. It happened to my my aunt and a couple of other friends of mine that I've known that just really get into that sport, and seeing especially kids your own age doing it can really pull kids into it. And it's just fun in general to support these kids, see all this great work that they're doing, all the time they put into it. Speaking of great work and a lot of time put into an event, as we're wrapping up Lunch by the River, how do you feel looking back at the season? How has it gone for you? How do you, you know, I know you haven't been in charge this whole time.
Yeah.
It's been a little bit of a mutual thing with you and Katie, but how have you felt these last couple of weeks that the event itself has gone?
It's been super fun. I think it's great to kind of get out there and see exactly who, you know, who's coming, where we need to work on. Obviously, we would love to make this bigger. This has been for 30 years, so definitely want to try to get it to where we have more people coming back, and then I want to try to get some more diverse, you know, food trucks, so if anyone is, you know, starting going down that path, I would love to do that. We are also thinking about trying to expand into having some more, not just sponsors, but some other kinds of food vendors, some like different kinds of booths, so maybe not like with on the line, but then in other little areas. And then I would like to do some more like little gaming things for the kids, so that they can kind of, I mean, sometimes the kids get a little
restless.
Parents want to enjoy the show too, and I think it's fair to make sure that we can kind of cover all age ranges. So I want to try to get some more activities at our own booth, and then get some other sponsors kind of involved in bringing some ideas for like games at their own booths and stuff that they can, you know, maybe little challenges for the kids, and kind of keep it fresh.
I got it all figured out for you, like two or three bounce houses in a row. Just bounce houses.
I have been talking about that. I've been saying I want to get a bouncy house.
You guys out there probably have better ideas. If people who do have ideas for the Lunch by the River, or if there is a vendor out there that is curious about wanting to be a part of things next year, Lacey, is it too early to reach out to you?
No, it's never too early. So absolutely start. We are already started a Google Docs for this, so they can reach out at communications@chamberofwisconsinrapids.com or 715-422-1830 is my direct number, so they can contact, or they can always stop into the chamber if that works more, if they want to kind of bring something in. I know we actually had some people coming in, we're like, hey, we do this for other areas, so if they want to just come in, show us what they have, if they have like an idea and they kind of want some help, we can absolutely do that there.
Lacey had that information ready to go. You're professional, just locked and loaded. That is great. We appreciate it. We'll get that information out to you again before we wrap up. Lacey, I know we had some other things that we wanted to touch on before we put Laura to work. Talk to Laura. where'd you want to go next?
Okay, so we have the 2023 Downtown Grand Affair and Car Cruise. That's going to be Sunday, September 10th from 10 to 3. We're currently looking for sponsors as well as vendors. And if you are interested in putting your vehicle in, you can absolutely reach out and we can put you in contact with the car club. If you are interested, please reach out. I would love to see some different kinds of food vendors, as well as we have our cranberry cash is going to start at, our first drawing is going to be there. So obviously, you know, if you want to buy tickets for it, it's 1 for $10, 3 for $20. And then we also are going to start that, it's going to be our kickoff, and that's going to be sponsored by US Bank for $250 for that first day at Downtown Grand Affair. So please, if you are interested, you can find us at our community events as well as the chamber from 8 to 4. And then also we have our off-the-clock event, and that's going to be September 18th, and that's going to be the Kill the Keg, which that seems to be that just that title. It seems to be doing wonders. So that's September 18th, and that's going to be from 4 to 7, obviously, at the Raptors Stadium. So, and there will be food and drink provided.
And you know you have people when you have like something like Kill the Keg, and people that even may not even know what the event is about, but they're excited.
Yes.
That you know you got a good title when you have something like that kind of feedback from people.
It definitely seems like that title is going to make this a big success just based off of like I'm hearing people saying it so much, and it's definitely off the clock. So we'll be there, and then we'll be excited to talk to you about any other opportunities we have at the chamber. But definitely come check it out. Try to get inside the stadium, take a closer look if you haven't got to.
And another opportunity to head over to Winterfield one more time this summer. It's kind of nice. Yes. Fall, whatever you want to say. That's kind of cool. I think that's a fun thing to combine with the rafters and you guys. That's always a nice combination. And going back to the Downtown Grand Affair, which is one of our favorite events, of course, we're losing a lot of our car cruises. And I know just talking to a lot of car enthusiasts, I got a lot of friends that are, and talking to them, every time there's a car cruise going forward and they're in shouting distance of it, they're showing up. So it's really cool to be able to host this and have this event along with the car crews.
Yep, and they'll be right on the bridge. So we're hoping, when I talked to him later last week, he's hoping that we can get around 200 cars. So we're ambitious to try to fill that up. So if you are interested, registration is going to be there, but you can also reach out to him if you're a little bit farther away for commuting with your vehicle. And we would absolutely love to. I love cars. I'm a car person. Mm-hmm. So I would love to get some of the rare gems that we don't see a lot of. I think it would be really fun to get them there.
Looking forward to this event. And again, we'll give you the information how you can reach Lacey and be a part of it in just a moment. Lacey, wanted to wrap up with you with our new Investor of the Month.
Yes. So Zen Leaf Aesthetics, they're the Investor of the Month. So they've been, I think they were in April is when she started her business. But we're trying to spotlight investors each month. So she's great. She's definitely newer and definitely has a lot of fun, fresh ideas. And then she also has a discount for like the first time you go in there for services up to, I think, 20%. Mm. So I think really cool if your kids are going back to school, they want to get a facial, obviously, start the fall with a fresh look. So definitely check her out. She's on our chamber page as well as her Zen Leaf Aesthetics Facebook page.
I agree with you about the kids, but I think I could use go over there.
I could definitely use it.
I could use it. All the help I can get. I definitely check it out. And we welcome her to town, welcome her to the area and to the chamber and a part of the family and everything. That's very cool. Lacey Ayling, Events and Engagement Director with your Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Thank you very much, Lacey, for that.
Thank you.
And thank you for bringing and sharing your time with Laura. Laura Bonner Ridgeway is with us with Workforce. She's a Community Development Director with them. And Laura, thank you so much for being here today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate the time, especially when it comes to being able to talk about a subject like this. I'll let you kind of go ahead and take the lead here. But what are you joining us today to talk about?
So I have two programs that we are currently doing. It is the Community Leadership Program as well as our Teen Leadership Program. Our Community Leadership Program is for adults, and it starts in October. We are looking for more participants up until September 15th. Okay. If anybody is interested in joining this program, they can stop by the chamber. They could call, reach out to me. Email workforce@wisconsinrapidschamber.com.
Mm-hmm. Let's focus on the adult program, and then we'll get to the teen program. Mm-hmm. With the adult program, this has been around a long time. And whenever we've talked about it in the past, one of my favorite notes of it is the organic relationships and friendships and different bonds that get made through this and how beneficial those can be 4, 5, 10 years later. I think that's such an interesting aspect of it.
Absolutely. I've just started with this program. Mm-hmm. I came into it at the end of last year. And everything that I've heard from people along the way is it's an amazing program to really network and get to know other people in the community, other business people who join that typically they don't get an opportunity to talk with and be around. And with it being from October to May, and they meet once a month for an entire day, and they go through different leadership aspects of it and get to see the community and learn a lot about our community, as well as a community tour to another community. With that, spending the day together once a month from October to May. They said that they've really had the opportunity to bond and connect, and mm-hmm. a lot of them do carry it with them for years later.
It's not a big time commitment, so that really helps, you know, because adding on this to your plate can sometimes keep people back from it and everything. But you hear that and, you know, OK, well, I can do that. Most people can give up an hour a month or what have you. And then especially when you find out the return on your investment of your time for that. I've talked with people for about 5-6 years, the time I've been doing this show. We've been talking about this program and it never fails. I guarantee you sometime this week I will hear from somebody, oh, I took that class and I met so-and-so, or this happened. One of the ones that I always find interesting, especially in the town like this, our size, is how many people I hear, you know, I didn't even know this was around. It wasn't until I took the leadership class that I found out this business was around, or this person was around, or something, or I haven't seen you since high school, that kind of thing. It's interesting when we think of a small town, you don't think about that stuff very often, but there's a lot going on that you may not know about. This is part of the reason the Chamber joins us every month and highlights events. It's also part of the reason for the leadership program.
Absolutely.
What is something that stands out to you, Laura, about you both? Two L names, okay?
I know.
That's throwing me, you guys. No, that's sorry.
At least Stacy wasn't here, because then it would be Lacey, Stacy, and Laura, or Laura, Lacey, and Stacy.
Good.
Yeah.
That's good, Laura. Lacey, what is something, especially with fresh eyes, somebody coming into this a little newer, what's something that really stands out to you about this, to why, okay, I would have my kid, or I would suggest one of my friends taking this program?
I just think the overall dynamic of getting mm-hmm. to meet other people and having the networking opportunity, bonding with other people. You know, sometimes as adults, you're like in work all the time and that's what you're focused on, and you don't really get a chance to go out there and new, fresh ways of meeting other people in the workforce. And to be able to have that opportunity, as well as getting to see mm-hmm. more of the community and things that it's like, well, I've lived here forever, but oh, I didn't really know much about this business, or never seen it before, and to learn those things.
I think anybody can benefit from this. The greatest leaders I've ever known are all adaptable and always open to learning more, and don't believe that they know everything. That they can always get better at their job, whatever it is, whether they've been doing it for 4 days or 4 years or 40 years, they can get better at said job. But I do think that this program can be really beneficial to people that are just getting into the business field, whatever that field might be. People coming out of college or people just joining the workforce could be really benefited from this, I think. And if you're an employer out there and you're looking, well, how do I get, you know, my employees these days to be better leaders, to be better individuals at their job, or cared more, or be focused more, any of these things? This program is one of those ways of doing that.
Absolutely. Paul has been the facilitator for the 7 Habits of Highly Effective Adults that he has been doing. That is the big leadership component of this program. And in the end, a lot of the participants have often said that they did absolutely learn about themselves quite a bit, which therefore then helps them become better leaders.
We'll talk more about this, but do appreciate it. And as we're getting closer and closer to the time to register, I want to make sure to talk about this endlessly to make sure that we get a full stock of people for you guys. But I really think this is unique too, the teen leadership program. I want to get into that a little bit with you now, Lacey. Laura, I knew I was going to do it at least once to you guys. I knew it at least once. So real quick, I teach improv, acting, writing, and do this for a big school, a popular school in Chicago. But one of the things that we noticed was when our students graduated, it was kind of like, okay, you graduated, now get out there. All right, I'm out there. What do I do now? I'm out here. What do I do? And well, good luck. That's what we do. You know, that's so. One of my former teachers and I created a program for kids when they graduate. Okay, what's next? How do you get an agent? What is an agent going to tell you? What is a proper percentage for that agent to take? Blah blah blah. All of this. I think it's so cool to me when we hear of these kind of bridge programs or these bridge activities that are available for young people. And so the teen leadership program feels like to me as that is kind of like you're getting out of high school. What's next? Obviously college for some, many go into the workforce, but that doesn't tell you everything. School can prepare you for a lot, but not always, you know, the gray area things. Is that where the teen leadership program comes in?
So the focus of the teen leadership program is to We have sophomore students. We take about 25 from five different high schools in the area, and they go through this program from September to May, meet once a month, an entire day, and we named it the Cool Teen Leadership Program, standing for Community, Occupations, Organizations, and Leadership.
Oh, I love a good acronym. Oh, that's good.
She's all good of that.
She knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
So the community aspect is we're getting them in the community, in the area, to see different organizations that show them, here's the business, here's the organization, this is occupations within this organization that we have that are all right here in the community. Mm-hmm. And then the second half of the day is really focused on leadership. And what we had done with this program is we have put together all of the clusters. Mm-hmm. So the DPI, or you know, even if you looked at the Mid-State website, they have all career clusters. Mm-hmm. And so we focused on 8 of those clusters. Mm-hmm. And that is just kind of the focus for the day. So they start the day off with tours, and then they come back. We have speakers who talk mm-hmm. about the different occupations or the businesses that they've seen. And we also do a DPI-focused leadership that we do with them, which is also the 7 Habits of Highly Effective Teens. Mm-hmm. And we go into that, and we just have the conversations with them. The biggest one being, sometimes you might know exactly what you want to do, and that's great, and you kind of get to see it firsthand and a little bit more in depth. But other times, you may not know what you want to do at that age. So you can also start to rule out things. So then you're not necessarily spending as much time thinking you might want to do something. So, yeah, it's definitely a bridge. Mm-hmm. It's something that we want to be able to show them firsthand, up close and personal, so they can just get a better understanding of the occupations, career paths that they could be taking right here in our community.
I was 7 years old, and I knew right away what I wanted to do. I saw Rob Williams on TV. I'm like, I want to be an actor. And so for the next 12, 15 years, whatever it was, that was my focus, and that was what I wanted to do. And getting out of right in my senior year in high school, we had the opportunity to go to this conference and see Gary Sinise speak and him talk about it. And he took questions afterwards. And all these people are asking these questions about acting and process and this and that and everything. And I raised my hand, and I'm like, How do you get a break? How do you break into this industry? And he laughs, and he tells us about agents and Screen Actors Guild and all this, and my mind is blown, because for 15, 20 years, all I thought is I had to just train to be an actor. I didn't know you had to do this, this, and this, and you can't do this without this. Having somebody to give you guidance when it comes to that, when it comes to this kind of thing, is so beneficial, whether you know what you've wanted to do your whole life or you are still figuring it out. It can be really beneficial to have a program like this.
Absolutely.
Is there a type of student, is there a type of person that we're looking for with these programs? If you are an employer out there and you're kind of hearing this and thinking, well, I'm on the fence. I think this person might be a good quality candidate for it, or I'm not sure. We want people to be certain, to invest in this and put into this and put the right people into it.
So I speak with the teens at the end of the year who are getting ready to be a sophomore, and I do talk to them about how sometimes people envision a leader to be a certain person, mm-hmm. and that's not always the case. Leaders come in many different forms, mm-hmm. and it also depends on what they need a leader for in that particular thing. So it's like, well, if you know a lot about something, or if you're a good listener, so there's a lot of things that go into it. So I talk to the kids a lot about, just because you may not think you're a leader, mm-hmm. if you go through this and you start to see, maybe you are a leader, and yeah. how to get that out. So that's kind of really the focus with the teens. Mm-hmm. When it comes to the businesses, like I said, our career clusters that we're focusing on, mm-hmm. and we want to do the 3 tours in the morning. Mm-hmm. So we are still looking for businesses for that, if they're interested. One of the big ones that we're really looking for different businesses to come in and help with the tours would be information technology. Mm-hmm. Would probably be our biggest one right now, as well as agriculture, food, and natural resources. So looking for a couple more tour stops, a couple more businesses, if they want to be a tour stop to showcase their business to these teens and show them what it's all about, reach out to the chamber, mm-hmm. and we can connect.
And Laura, how would they get in touch with you?
Workforce at Wisconsin Rapids chamber.com, or they can reach me
at 715-422-4860.
Oh, that was good, you two. That was nice. Nicely done. That was good. And you can find out more information at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. That's all one word, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. Be sure to support the Chamber and follow them on social media. It's a great way to keep up on all the things going on in your community. Laura, Lacey, thank you so much for the time today. Really do appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Have a great day. We'll talk again real soon. Well, more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.